Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. Joining me now from Columbia, South Carolina at investusa.org and American Thinker is writer and commentator Michael Letts. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. It's always a privilege.
Yes, sir. Derek Chauvin. And I've always wondered about that case because I kind of thought, you said something before we started that I've always sort of thought that myself. Let's talk about Derek Chauvin and what has happened to him.
Well, to set the stage, we have to, you know, let's lay out the table, shall we say, Bill.
Yep.
First of all, the administration, and not just the Biden administration, but the Obama administration, current administration, have always determined that their main objective is to keep the American people enslaved, to keep them, to make sure that they were dependent on them. And because of that, they then were looking for a way to make sure that we could take gun control. And because, you know, it's hard to control a populace that's armed. And so their determination was to make sure that they found some way of eliminating our firearms. They've done that for years with legislation, but it's never been able to go anywhere because the vast majority of Americans do not support gun control. And so they never could get it passed through Congress. But they decided to do a different route. They decided instead that they would try to defund police, create police in a negative light, so that we would get rid of the local and state law enforcement. Because they knew, quite frankly, that the local and state law enforcement would never support confiscating weapons that violate the Second Amendment. It would have to come from the federal level. So they decided they would look for the greatest opportunity to create that narrative and to move it forward from there. Well, they've been looking for an opportunity. And I'm not going to say they created this, but they pounced on it when suddenly you had a picture of a white officer supposedly strangulating, asphyxiating a black defendant, a black assailant.
Right.
Who, you know, and they decided that would be the perfect opportunity. Now, here's the problems that they had. First of all, they decided they would capitalize on it. Now, you'll notice it's interesting in this case. It was not local jurisdiction that felt there was a case. It was the Department of Justice came in immediately. There's a violation of civil rights. Violation of his rights and murder. And so it was the Fed that took over the case. Well, once they did the medical examination, the coroner's office, the coroner initially ruled that it was a drug-related death, not asphyxiation.
Right.
They put political pressure for him to change his report. He changed the report to asphyxiation. Jury, of course, then the feds then indicted him. Remember, he's in federal prison right now. We should call this him on. This is a federal case.
Right.
They began the jury deliberations. The defense team, along with the family, said something's not right. They got outside medical evaluations and determinations that actually came up with the same result as the coroner in his initial report. It was not asphyxiation. He had a rare medical heart condition, along with the fentanyl and the adrenaline in his system, would have taken him out regardless, okay? So it was medical conditioning, not an asphyxiation, not a knee on the neck that caused him to be able to not breathe. The Justice Department refused allow that information to be introduced during the deliberations. So they had hyped up, the media had gotten involved with this. They pushed that narrative line that, you remember, the administration wanted to do. They wanted to create an issue to where we could generate, hey, cops are bad, let's defund them, et cetera, because it all leads to the ultimate conclusion. If cops are bad, why are we funding them? If we don't fund them, what happens? Crime goes up. Crime goes up. Now people get scared. But you don't have any more cops to deal with it. So what happens? The feds come in and say, don't worry about it. We're going to take over. We'll bring crime down. And the feds have already said very eloquently numerous times, the problem with violent crime is guns. Not the people that use the guns, but guns. And that's what they're going to go after.
Right.
And so they had to use this in such a way as to be able to use this position to further their agenda and their narrative, which they did. Because remember, it was right after George Floyd, the Black Lives Matter, defund the police, really took hold. And look at all the damage it's done since then. But why, how does that apply to today? Well, that got buried. I'm talking about the report. He went to jail. People, you know, okay, that's the end of it. We're going to forget about it. And that's where it's still for 2.5 years. Then suddenly there has been a movement from the family and others. But that's not right. You never did discount the medical evaluations. We have proof that it was not an asphyxiation. We're bringing it back up. Suddenly now that it comes back up, the feds don't want to open this case back up. They don't want to talk about could there have been a mistake. They want it to go away. What's the best way to make it go away? Eliminate the parties involved.
Right.
And you remember, those parties that are involved are in federal prison. You say, well, why would you make that statement? Folks, everybody knows this was a powder keg case. They should have made sure that Derek had proper protection and would be targeted if not. They didn't do that. That's negligence. They allowed him to be put in a position where he could be attacked. And that's what raises the question, why now? Why is he being attacked now? Because now the stuff is coming out to say, you know what? Was this a setup? Was he railroaded? I mean, you had factual information. You refused to allow the jury to hear. He should have been dismissed, not convicted. And that's what causes the American people to once again say, you know, you add that, remember, it's a federal case. You add that with the standpoint on a federal level that the FBI is has a two-tier justice system. It ignores Hunter Biden's laptop. It ignores, you know, Joe Biden's acceptance of money from shell corporations for political favors. It ignores accusations from Burisma that we pay millions of dollars for political consideration. It ignores all that. It ignores the fact, quite frankly, this is what's coming out now, that the FBI is going to settle the case on the classified information that Joe Biden took. Remember, he wasn't even the president. Vice president or senator, which makes it 100% illegal, they've decided to close those cases. Yeah, they're continuing to pursue the case against Trump, who had the authorization as president to declassify or take any information he wanted. I think American people are seeing that our top law enforcement agencies are so corrupt and have now been weaponized and politicized to go after Americans, basically it's conservative Americans, who don't agree with the ideology being espoused right now. That this is just another notch in the stick, shall we say. Did they set this in motion for with Derek to allow blossoming of Black Lives Matters and defund the police?
Yeah.
And they don't want it to be exposed, so now they're trying to eliminate the evidence.
It's a very interesting theory. Do we need, you know what? Hang on for a second, if you will. We're coming up on the break. That was some perfect pause, perfect timing.
Excellent.
Find Michael Letts at American Thinker, where a lot of his writings show up on a regular basis. Very prolific writer there. He is also the CEO of InvestUSA.org. This is where he gives protective vests to law enforcement and their K-9 colleagues, and he's done it about 11,000 plus times now. Or more than that. We'll be right back.
More than that.
This is Lock and Load. Mm-hmm. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm speaking with Michael Letts from investusa.org and AmericanThinker.com. Tell me about this guy up in Oconee. I know some of the details, but I don't know them all.
Well, it's an amazing story. It's a heartwarming story for Thanksgiving. But as we were talking about the issue with Derek, it shows how cops have, now you can understand why there's so few of them that want to continue to be on the job, or nobody wants to go in the profession. because of the fact that they're being targeted and they're not being supported by the government, the federal government. They're being actually used as political pawns. But on that note, I want you to know there are still amazing men and women out there who are willing to put it on the line to protect us as American citizens, even though they're oftentimes forgotten, forsaken, and unappreciated. One particular story of mine is the one just a few days back, Thanksgiving time, where Corporal Lucas, whom I happen to have known, and the Sheriff Crenshaw from Oconee County, Corporal Lucas did a routine traffic stop on Thanksgiving Day, and a black assailant jumped out and pulled out a weapon, got off some shots. One of them hit Lucas in the head. We're not talking about a graze now. We're talking about a direct hit.
Right.
Of course, other units, you know, shots fired, other units responded. When they got there, they were able to shoot it out and bring down the assailant. But it was very obvious from the officers responding that while Corporal Lucas was still alive, he was hanging on by a thread. And, you know, it's 45 minutes to a hospital from Oconee County. It's rural. There's nothing there, and it's hard to get to any place. So by the time they had gotten him, Bill, to Greenville Memorial Hospital, of course, the sheriff had arrived. They had notified the spouse. They had transported her there. He was pronounced dead.
Where was this coming from? What day was this?
Oconee, it was right before the day before Thanksgiving, as I recall.
And they took him to Greenville Hospital?
Correct.
I saw an ambulance coming down, and I don't normally see ambulances being accompanied by police cars. And this one had patrol cars accompanying it. I wonder if, and that was the day before Thanksgiving.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was the one. You got to saw it being transported. So the interesting part about it, the reason why this story is so prevalent, is, of course, when the spouse arrived and the children, and they wanted to bring him in to let him see the officer one more time, the sheriff, the police chaplains, and there were literally just tens and tens of officers. Of course, you know, when the call goes out, you know, officer down, it's a brotherhood, and everybody responds. And the hospital was packed, but when they came into the room, he was already deadlined. He was, you know, and he was, in their estimation, already deceased. And so the chaplain said, why don't we pray together before we allow her, because she, the wife was there, to say her final goodbyes. And they did. They prayed. And then when they got done, she went over and gave him a kiss, a final kiss goodbye. And Bill, he popped open his eyes. Deadlined, but popped open his eyes. They say that they expect a full recovery. Truly a miracle.
Yeah.
On Thanksgiving. And why do I mention that story? Why do I want that story on the air? Because here you have our officers every day, what we just talked about. I mean, Derek was railroaded. There's no question about that. You have officers that are, they know now they're not supported by the federal government, especially. They're being used as political opponents. They're being told they're bad people in the mass media, that they're racist, that they're bigots, that they shouldn't be funded. They don't deserve respect or pay. And yet they're still willing to go out there and put it all on the line for people who have no regard for them. And they do it willingly. And they do it with great distinction and great honor. And I want to take that time during this interview to not only talk about what happened to Derek, but to say, look, this is what happened to an officer. The miraculously was saved, but it reminds us of the willingness of their sacrifice. And we need to just stop and, A, at Thanksgiving time, be thankful that there are those who are willing to do that. And then second of all, take that thankfulness and sometime in the next 24 hours, when you see a first responder, law enforcement officer, firefighter, EMS, at the minimum, just wave and say thank you. Mouth thank you to them is all you have to do. Morale has never been lower in our history, and they sure could use it. They well deserve it. So thank you for the opportunity, Bill, to be able to share that story.
This coming Wednesday, and I know you'd mentioned wanting to know about this. This coming Wednesday is my remote for first responders and veterans at Upstate Warrior Solutions in Greenville.
Oh, that is fantastic. This is a story I'm sure that'll be highly discussed.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, it's reaffirming that, I'll say in the positives, Bill, as we're on the interview with you now, more and more I do this all across the country, I am seeing patriots that are becoming awake and saying we can no longer tolerate allowing our government to turn its assets and resources against its own people and try to destroy the freedoms and the liberties we once enjoyed. And it's time now to resist. It's time now to say no more. We put up with this years ago. We decided to stop it with the British rule, and we're going to stop it again if that's what's necessary. We will not allow the federal government to usurp its authority and usurp the Constitution. They do it. I mean, we could sit here for the next 2 hours on your show and talk about all the examples just recently in the last 6 months that they have done to usurp the Constitution, their authority, and to try to impose their mandates and their will on the American people. And enough is enough, Bill. We're just not going to tolerate it anymore.
Gotcha. I agree. I mean, I went this past weekend and I was training on rifle pistol transitions and everything else. And everybody's like, well, why are you doing that? You're not supposed to transition if your rifle's running. Well, if I have to transition, I want to be able to do it smoothly and quickly and accurately. And
I think that's a big thing you could have done, Bill. You know, it reminds me, we're coming into the Christmas season. And I've been starting to say this on the air across the country.
You got to say it quick because we're about to run out of time.
Always the exchange of gifts. Why don't you exchange something that will save a life one day? Make sure you're armed and make sure you know how to use it.
Excellent. That's always excellent. That's always excellent advice. And I agree with it. And to find Michael, first of all, go look for him at American Thinker. Find his byline. He's there. He's writing on a regular, constant basis. Also, InvestUSA.org. Go check out the work he does. And if you have a minute, hit the donate button and donate, because it's going to a excellent cause, because in the middle of the night when you have to call somebody, that's who it's going to. His job, he's made his mission to get everybody kitted up. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you. God bless America. We'll talk soon.
Yes, sir. Be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective with confidence that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. Hamas released an additional 12 hostages as part of the extended ceasefire with Israel. The temporary pause in fighting was prolonged for an extra 2 days. Today, 30 Palestinian detainees, including 15 women and 15 minor males, are set to be released from Israeli prisons. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell emphasizes that addressing the Biden administration's border crisis is the first step to improving border security.
On President Biden's watch, record-setting illegal migration has strained border protection facilities and personnel to their breaking point.
On the Senate floor, he said illegal migration has created an urgent need for reform in the asylum and parole systems. For the eighth consecutive month, home prices have been on the upswing. According to the latest S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index, prices in September were nearly 4% higher to the previous month. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Welcome back. Joining me now from Epoch Times is Nan Su. He's a senior investigative reporter when it has to do with things in China. And how you been, sir?
Pretty good, Bill. Thank you for having me again on your program.
Now, and I'm curious about this. How was Thanksgiving in California?
Thanksgiving in California, it's good. People in California, Thanksgiving, it's more about turkey, less about covenant.
Right. Okay. I was just curious about that. I've never spent this kind of a holiday in that kind of a climate. Anyway, in China right now, there's a little bit of a medical mystery going on. Is that right?
Well, it's true. China right now have the explosive cases, of children getting sick for so-called unknown reason pneumonia. Now, most of the people get infected are children. And emergency rooms in all the hospitals through the whole country all packed, and reports being indicating, there are many places people, when they send their children or themselves try to go to emergency room, they have to wait for like about 10 hours before they even get treatment.
Right.
Now, the interesting case is the WHO wants to go to do some investigation to find out what's the reason causing all these illness. But China refused to let WHO to get involved. China say, well, they, based on their own investigation, all these pneumonia or this kind of illness, it's basically caused by common cold. So there's no passengers got involved for all these illness. So that's very interesting.
Nobody was sitting around thinking this was the next coming of COVID, because, you know, around here, where I live, every time somebody gets sick, they think it's COVID.
Well, one thing I always try to remind people, you know, we need to remember what happened in 2020, you know, and in 2003. In 2003, when China had the SARS outbreak, while, you know, the situation is really serious, but they say their foreign ministry is still saying it's safe to travel to China until they stop that. And then in the 2020s, the same thing. They repeatedly saying that for a couple months before they actually locked down the city of Wuhan. Now, one thing it's very important to keep in mind, the Wuhan lab that we talk about. Now, that lab, it's China's, one of China's military and civil fusion program. And that building, you know, of Wuhan lab, in the same buildings, it's the same group of scientists, while at the same time they're working with U.S. Scientists on civilian projects, they are also working on Chinese military's program, research program for bioweapon development. Now, that's called China's military and civil fusion program. If you go read Department of Defense report, which was published on August 16th, it's called Bio-Threat Posture Review. You can go read it yourself. That report mentioned the COVID many, many times, and also mentioned China's military and civil fusion program. So we need to always alert when those kind of things happen in China.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see where that would be a thing. In China, when it's not locked down, right now, are they locked down due to what's going on with this particular strain of whatever it is?
No, they totally not locked down. Not only not locked down, they actually offer free entry to people for a short time stay. And, you know, they waive the visa program for six countries recently.
When it isn't locked down, and I'm just curious about this because I have never visited China. If I were to go visit China today, despite everything that's going on, what would it be like? What kind of an experience? Am I pretty free to move about as the way I see fit?
Well, as long as you don't say something criticizing the Chinese government, they're not going to do anything to foreigners. But however, keep in mind, back in July of this year, the U.S. State Department actually issued a travel warning, and which asked all Americans who are thinking of going to China, travel to China, to reconsider their travel plan, because it's no longer safe for Americans to travel to China anymore.
Why is it no longer safe, though?
Well, it's because the Chinese government has been conducting a search on U.S. corporations, Chinese business operation. You know, their offices in China has been searched by Public Safety Bureau of Chinese government. And there are Americans who are detained for ridiculous reasons over there. You know, they went there for business reasons, and China stopped not letting them leaving the country. So that's why, China is doing that for UK, Japan, United States, these several countries have have seen, you know, their business people going to China, not being able to get out. So basically, and they are all accused by the Chinese government of violating China's newly effective so-called anti-espionage law.
Okay. I was curious about that. I've never traveled into Asia before, and I don't know which would be the country to travel into Asia in your estimate.
Thailand?
Yeah,
you know, there's a lot of culture, you know, a lot of place to see, you know, if you don't mind the very strict rules, you can go to Singapore. You know, Singapore is known for clean city, and Singapore is quickly growing its financial service industry to replace Hong Kong. You know, you ever heard of a joke? They say it took English people about 100 years to establish Hong Kong as the world's third financial center.
Right.
But it only takes the Chinese government 3 years to relocate the financial center from Hong Kong to Singapore.
Yeah, I can see that. I remember when all that was going down and everything. I follow some people that were in Hong Kong before all that happened, and they got out. They both moved to the UK for some reason. Anyway, hang on for me.
Oh, Taiwan. Yeah, go to Taiwan. You know, good place.
Well, hang on. You can tell me about Taiwan in the next little bit. I want to hear about that. Talking to Nan Su, he is the senior investigative correspondent at Epoch Times on all things that have to do with China. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Last time on the firing line, talking to Nansu from APOC Times, and we were about to talk about Taiwan as a place to go visit. What were you about to tell me about Taiwan? As far as a place to visit, and then we were going to segue to the guy that wants to be president there. Are you still there?
Yes, yes. I'm sorry. Somehow, you know, I missed a little bit your voice, a little bit broken.
Right. I was just saying that you had started to talk about how nice it would be to visit Taiwan, and then we're going to talk about the guy that's running for office there.
Oh, yeah. Taiwan is going to hold its next presidential election on January 13th. Now, this year, you know, there are several groups of several candidates running for president. Now, one interesting story is Foxconn. I'm not sure if you heard about that. Foxconn is one of the biggest suppliers to Apple. Most of the Apple stuff most of the stuff Apple get from China, you know, Apple got a lot of stuff either from China or from India. Now, most of the stuff Apple got from China is made by Foxconn. Now, the CEO of Foxconn is a Taiwanese businessman. His name is Terry Guo. Now, this guy, he's China's biggest exporter. You know, there's no any other factory in China export more than Foxconn. Now, by building his business in China, he did a big favor to the Chinese government. Now, he's been there for like 20 some years now. So this year he decided to run for Taiwan's president. And after learning that the news that he was going to run for Taiwan's president, Chinese regime basically went asking to stop, not asking not to run. And at the beginning, he, you know, when people learned the news, people asking him, you know, he said, well, that's a joke. That's what his own word. He said, well, China needs me more than that I need them. So he continued to run. And then something very interesting to happen. You know, something American people nowadays are pretty much familiar with it. You know, the Chinese regime start checking on Foxconn's business and looking at how they buy their land, you know, how they handle their legal documents. Did he overvalue his land? you know, when he do his, when Foxconn doing export business, do they follow the procedure? You know, they start making lawsuits. They actually file lawsuits against him. Well, for a fairly small, low amount of a lawsuit, like about $20,000, not a lot, going after him, just serving as a warning, you know, you should not run, because if you continue running for Taiwan's president, all your business in China is going to be in trouble. So he basically dropped. He dropped in the last minute. It was the last Friday. Last Friday was the last day for all the presidential candidates to supposed to, you know, sign up, register the name of a president and vice president. He didn't even go to the office. So he dropped. He finally made his announcement of dropping off his presidential campaign Friday afternoon of last week.
Okay. So this now,
it's interesting,
now,
right?
With this election that's going on there, does China not feel like they need to interfere in that election, or how do they feel about this guy that's running?
And so well, as, okay,
you know,
well,
the fact that he has he's involved with business on the mainland and all this other stuff.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Now, first of all, Taiwan has its presidential election ever since 1996. So Chinese government has been trying to interfere with Taiwan's election on every election. Yeah, every election. So they either shoot missiles or, you know, making, you know, internet attack, or they were going to spread rumors of disinformation. That's what, you know, every election they're always doing that. Now this year, the main reason China didn't want the tariff war to run is for a different reason. Now, in China, you know, it's just like the United States. We have two major parties. We have red and we have blue. Now in Taiwan, also two major groups. One is called blue. Another one is called green. Now green is a green side is the side that's pro independence of Taiwan. And blue side is, they're more like, you know, they kind of like long term, they want to, unify with China. Now, blue side already picked their candidate, which got support from China. And Terry Gore is also from blue side. So basically, if he's also running, he's going to divert some of the votes from the blue candidate that's already endorsed by Beijing, you know, to his own camp. So that's why Beijing didn't want him to run.
Right.
So they want him to stop.
Oh, wow. What's the likelihood that he's going to stop? I mean, most of Taiwan already believes that China's going to invade them, right?
Well, right now, you know, it's interesting. Based on the recent survey, there's less than 10% of people living in Taiwan thinking Chinese government is trustworthy. You know, they basically 90% of people think, you know, Chinese government is not trustworthy. And they have like majority of people in Taiwan, they know that China, if they claim, you know, really truly claim the independence, then they may have to engage in a war with China.
Right.
And they don't want to do that. So they want to keep majority of Taiwan people in Taiwan want to keep the current status, meaning, you know, they're by themselves. They're not part of the region governed by Chinese government. And although at the same time, you know, most of the countries in the world don't have a formal diplomatic relation with Taiwan. You know, and this is the big part. Is, you know, about the foreign relations. Say, you know, United States government has a one China policy. So what do? They don't have, you know, most of the Western world following United States government, and they don't have a formal diplomatic relation with Taiwan. See, Taiwan's independence status is an interesting one because they have their own election, they have their own foreign relation, they have their own elected government and legislature, military, but they just don't have enough foreign relations, recognitions, in other words, from the other countries to recognize Taiwan as an independent country.
Well, it's almost like a story, except it's sad in a way. I mean, I can only imagine trying to live in a, I mean, everybody lives in Taiwan. They refer to themselves as Taiwanese, and, you know, China says they're Chinese and all this other fun stuff. It's just crazy stuff. We're about to run out of time. But Don will be back on Wednesday. We'll be talking to him again about this because it's a never-ending subject. Although one thing I will say, I try to do some research, and before we do this, Don always shoots me down because my research was flawed because I'm just not a specialist in this kind of stuff. So I appreciate the clarity, sir. Thank you very much, and thank you for joining me today.
No, thank you for having me, Bill.
Talking to Nine on Wednesday. I'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.